Good morning, Rabboisaiya! Lili Nishmasim Mimirosi Ruspas Mordechai in Luschus Bini Akiva Simcha Ben Fego. Here is a Siyum in Vienna. What you see over here is Avi Unger. He's the ambassador of Vienna. As we spoke about him, has a hard time seeing the Gemara, but he plugged through. He did the Siyum, unbelievable. And here it is again. You can even see a little MDY signage on the door here, right up top. Okay. This is the Siyum of Miami. They said they had 60 people, they said. And this is without Michael Ben-Shitrit being there and organizing it. I forgot the guy's name. Srili Markowitz. Is that the guy's name? I think that's the guy that organized it. Srili Markowitz? Yeah, Baruch Hashem. You went to another guy you went to school with. Who else did you go to school with? Where's Srili Markowitz?
Right there, that guy.
This guy, yeah, I think he's the guy that organized it.
Same class.
It looks like an MDY cake. Ah, Vroman Leibowitz.
Same class. I taught his daughter at 7.
Calgary, Alberta. They're still wearing masks over there. They still have COVID. We have Manchester. London is tonight, Rabbi Yisai. London is coming up. Big one, big one. They're expecting a lot of people in London. Here's Manchester. We owe a lot of Akaras HaToyf. This is Leiby's father right over here, Rabbi David. He's the one who started this whole satellite location business in Manchester. Franchise. That's why we're going to go visit him soon, Bezer Hashem, within a month. Doyle wants to be mishtatev with me. I am going. There's a few people that are coming with me. This is Miami. Back to the, right over here? Yeah, about that. What do we have? We have Lakewood. Lakewood, this is like 40 people here, but I don't know how many people showed up. What? Nisano was there? I don't see him in the picture, but okay. I see Aaron Hirsch. I see the Clifton Ayid. Sherman. Givaldik. Rebbe, to refresh your memory, my name is Avi Freilich. I've been listening to you from the beginning of Brachas. I stay anonymous, although I've been spoken before and sound against me in touch. I'm reaching out to you to let you know that I cried today and my neshama hurts to its core. I want to say thank you. So many people wrote to me and emails and phone calls. I was a wrecked entire day. I hope to keep it together now. My neshama hurts to its core because of what Rebbe revealed about his son. I'm going to say a special tefillah for your children every day in Shmakuleinu. Other people, a guy came over to me and said, listen, I'm very involved with the daf. He does a lot for the daf, but he doesn't learn the daf. He said, after you said the story, Belin Nedid is going to be the first mesechta. I'm going to take it from beginning to end. So I really, really appreciate it. I'm going to say a special tefillah for your children every day in Shmakuleinu. Look, I took on a Kabbalah 5 years ago to stop speaking in shul, and I've been seen tremendous yeshuas from the Kabbalah. I'll ask the Eibishter and the schus of that Kabbalah should only see amazing yish and nachas from all your beautiful children. The Eibishter should bless you with kol tov for everything you do. Klai Yisrael, love you. Love you, he said. Ah. I'm not the type who enjoys writing emails or messages. Just the art scroll, maybe taking mesechtah. I've written a few emails previously to Reveli, always after being moved by something that Reveli said. This is a letter that he wrote to Yeshua. What has kept me in this shir is the humanity and sensitivity which Reveli has. I was extremely moved by Reveli today and he spoke about his son. Reveli is a genuine person of emotion, whether serious or humorous, that generates with myself and I'm sure many others, which keeps me connected. You have the ability, easy time learning. For those who have not previously had an easy time learning, we have also had similar challenges, whether with the children or life in general. Felix said, without this personal touch, I'm not sure that I would still be learning the daf. Thank you to all those who support Reveli. Simcha Frid. Yishkoyach Reboisai. I really appreciate it. We have to start cheer. One more one over here. This is live from Miami. I must tell you how much the shiurim of our Torahs you say mean to me everywhere I go. MDY is the topic. I always have a shout out to my uncle, Ami Friedman, F, 1972. Also a massive fan. I listen to the show on the way to work. The whole Shabbos stuff, Yomi was the only thing he was willing to talk about. I discovered the shiur through being recommended by YouTube. I almost haven't missed a single day since 3 months ago. It's the first time in my life that I pack a Gemara everywhere I go, all in your schools. So many of my friends are joining my old boss, Akiva Sokowitz, who sponsored the Gemara. Can't wait to visit Israel soon. Be a live shit. Lots of success. Gedalia Frumberger, London, New York. Great view over here. It's like in a helicopter. Look down here. You see this? Like you looked. Scary stuff. Okay. Raboisai, today is the second daf in the Masechta Daf Gimel. We're holding all the way on the bottom, two lines from the bottom. Rav Akiva Omer, B'shishi B'chag, Hoyimaskin. So we are talking about... Oh, I didn't do the... sponsors. Masechta Stein is dedicated by the Kessel and Davis families before Shlomo for Miriam Esther Bas Devorah. Paranus HaChodesh. Chodesh Kislev is sponsored by Yoili. Lilish Mas Doiv Pinchas Ben Moshe. Rucham Chayr Fruman Bas Doiv Pinchas. Yechiel Shraga Ben Avrom HaLevi. Also Paranus HaChodesh, Reuven Klein. For his mother, Nechama Bas Kolev. Another Paranus HaChodesh, the Hannes brothers. For the Aslocha of the Hannes... I better get to learn how to say this. The Hannes Sabzeidi Crispy and Benazet... Klein, Friedman, Cohen families. And to Shlomo Lelazarian for being an... No, it doesn't say that. It says... Okay, I'm going to practice tonight. Shlomo Lelazarian for being an absolute legend and introducing Elchanan to MDY. Yeah, you know Shlomo Lelazarian from Los Angeles. He is a legend. Ephraim Gortzman. In honor, my dear friend, Yosef Fish, for starting the daf with the rebellion as Chavruso, Avrom Katchik, and undercover MDY follower Amir Yeshiva. Yuria, you can get thrown out of Mir if you do the daf. Yuri Axelrod, in honor of my son-in-law, Yoni Fried, who just started learning the daf with Merkaz Daf Yoimi. And by Danny Fine, for Refor Shlema, for David Meyer, Ben, Sissel Gittel, and Zechaya Zerach, Ben Bracha, who both were admitted to the hospital yesterday. Refor Shlema. All right, quick rundown of what we learned yesterday. This will make it pretty simple. These are the 7 days of Sukkot. This is the 8th day of Simchas Torah. 7 days of Sukkot, 8 days Shmini Atzeres. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this is where we say Masha Beruach Umarid HaGeshem, the first day of Sukkot, right over here, Aleph. And the reason is, what's the matter? What's going on, Gary? Is it worth disturbing the shir? I just want to know. Okay, so chill out over there. The first day, Mashiv Ruach goes over here, the first day of Sukkot, because we learn from Lulav and Esrig. From Lulav and Esrig. This is Rebbe Eliezer. The rest are going to be learning from Nisuch HaMayim. What's Nisuch HaMayim? This is Nisuch HaMayim. We showed it yesterday. It's a miniature Nisuch HaMayim. On Sukkot, we don't know exactly when, the Kohen goes, pours water on the Mizbeach. Okay? Depending on when he pours the water on Mizbeach, that's when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, or we mention, water. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Reish Yud Beis Beis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, it's the Nisuch HaMayim, here's the Nisuch HaMayim, on the second day. That's when we do it. Why? Huh? Beseir, what did I say? Oh, sorry. Yudim Beseir, Yishkoyach. Yudim Beseir. Second day. Rebbe Kiva says, the Nisuch HaMayim happened on the sixth day. And according to Rebbe Yeshua, the Nisuch HaMayim could possibly be on all the days, but also on the eighth day. And the reason why we don't do it on the other days is because it's a curse to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for water while we're trying to sit in the Sukkah. Why would we want water? Why would we want rain in the middle of Sukkot? Or chase us out of the Sukkah. So let's push it off to the eighth day. Okay, so again, we have Rabbi Eliezer who says we say Mashiv Ruach on the first day of Sukkot. We have Yehuda ben Beseira on the second day of Sukkot. Rabbi Kiva on the sixth. And Yeshua also raised shield. I didn't have room for him, for the whole name, on the eighth. Now, yesterday we learned why the second, why the sixth. So throughout Sukkot we lane basically the same Sukkot over and over and over. And it says Veniska. However, on the second day of Sukkot, we say Viniskei Hem, with a Mem. So that's the extra Mem. On the sixth day of Sukkot, that's Rebbe Kiva's Rasha, Unisocheha, plural. Instead of Viniska, singular, plural, extra Yud. 7 day of Sukkot, instead of Kemishpat, it says Kemishpatam, Mem. What do we have total? Mem, Yud, Mem, Mayim, which gives us a hint to this idea of Nisuch HaMayim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he grabs the second day because that's where the hint starts. According to Rabbi Akiva, he says it goes with the seventh day. Let's see Rabbi Akiva inside. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi ask you. When do you say Masha Varuach Amorid Hageshem? The sixth day of Sukkot. What did I do here? Yes, sixth. Okay. So this should have been six. This is a boo-boo. L'chayra. Let's see in a second. We'll have to rip it out in a second. Shenem Rishis Yenusachecha. Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, it's good. Everything's good here. But Shishi Yenusachecha. Instead of Veniska, as we know, it says Yenusachecha. B'shnei Nisuchim HaKosim Medaber. There's two Nisuchim. As you see here in the picture, there's two Nisuchim. They pour two things. They pour wine and they pour water. One and two. Two vessels, two holes. Now Rashi points out it's important for the continuation. So what about the fact that it says V'niskehem? Why does Rabbi Akiva go in a sochel, plural? It also says V'niskehem, plural. I could also learn from this word that there's two nisuchim. So Rashi toises, Rashi answers, because over here, V'niskehem, I could say it's referring to a lot of karbonos. There's a lot of karbonos going on. But V'nisachecha is talking about one carbon, two nisuchim. V'nisachecha, it's two nisuchim. You hear? V'niskehem means just a lot in general, a lot of nisuchim going on. Okay. As the Gemara, where does it say in the Pasuk anything about water? We know that we pour wine. And maybe the Torahs are saying that you're supposed to pour two wines twice. Says the Gemara, because at the end of the day, he holds of this pshat, mayim, mem yud mem. And we are talking about water. Oh, he's sober like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Nemek of Osei. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, it starts on the second day, V'niskehem. And that's Rashi's pshat. At the end of the day, we learn from the sixth day, not from the second day, because the second day could be referring to all the karbanas, and this is more specific to one karban that has two libations, two nisuchim. Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Oimer. Who's Rabbi Nassan? Rabbi Nassan is a Talmud of Rabbi Meir, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. She's going in the same. Yeah? Okay. You say so? No, I don't remember Shas like you. Yeah.
Story. They got angry at him. He said, everyone stands up just for me.
Time out. Did you just give a speech about this recently? No. How do you know it so well?
I don't remember
yesterday's daf. How am I going to remember Hyrius? Hyrius is 3 years ago. Okay. Threw them out. Rim Nassim. Okay, great. You hear what Rim Nachman is saying? Rim Nachman says this is Rim Nassim, who's the Yeshua Rim
through
the
Rim Nassim is Yeshua.
Okay. Rim Nassim Oimer. Rim Meir is a Chayrim. Rim Nassim is Yeshua. Rim Nassim Oimer. It's always great to have these guys in Oshas. We're going to bring the bells soon. Rim Nassim Oimer. We have a guy in Koil for the new guys who knows Shas like a computer. Rim Nassim Oimer. Bakoydish Haseich Nesach Sheikhar Lashem. You should pour nesech sheikhar. Sheikhar means something that gets you drunk, wine, lashem. Well, the Gemara darshins, b'shnei nisuchu b'kaz medaber. Because of this double lashem. It could say, b'kodesh haseich sheikhar lashem. What's haseich nesech? Or it could say, b'kodesh nesech sheikhar. Haseich nesech, double lashem. Let's learn something from it. Echad nisuch ha-mayim ve'echad nisuch ha-yayin. One is referring to the water, one is referring to the wine. Eimet harvayu, the chamra, perhaps, both of them are wine. Say the same lashon. Exactly. If it's the same product, it's both wine. Just say haseich haseich. Oy nesach nesach. May haseich nesach. Shmas mino chad mayo chad chamro. Like Rabbi Kiva was saying, one water, one wine. Elahadis not. What about the Mishnah in Sukkah? It says nisuch hamayim kol shiva mani. Oh, so for this, let's take out this chart. Nisuch hamayim. They pour the water on the mizbech. Every single day of Sukkot. Who does this go according to? Let's figure this out. Over here we have, Rabbi Lezer says, one day on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Ben Meser says on the second day. Rabbi Kiva says on the sixth day. Seems like this, it's not going on all days. Nusach HaMayim happens here or here. Not all days. E Rabbi Yeshua. Then you say what? Shmini Atzeres. You say Masha Beruach. Name a Chad Yoyma. So Nusach HaMayim is only one day. On the eighth day. E Rabbi Kiva. Trey Yoyma. Okay, so according to Rabbi Kiva, it starts on 6 and goes to 7. But it's only 2 days because this is where it starts. E Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, Shita Yoyme. So now I have 6 because he starts on the second day of Sukkot. We'll start over here, we'll go all the way through here. 6 days. Says the Gemara, Lai Lam, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro. No, it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro. Usfilev, Rabbi Yehuda, Demas Nisan. He holds like another Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, holds like the other Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. It's not. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Beloy Ghoyim and Asach, Rashi points out, Rabbi Yehuda argues on 2 things. First of all, he says, we're only using 1 lug. How much water? A lug. Whereas Chacham hold 3. So that's Machlokes number 1. But that's not important to us. Beloy Ghoyim and Asach, Kol Shmoina. Over here we have Amanda Omar that says that Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water on Sukkot, which only happened on Sukkot, 8 days of Sukkot. In other words, the 7 on Sukkot and the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres, even on Simchas Torah. Umapik Rishoin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, Mapik Rishoin, he takes out day number 1, Umayel Shmini, he agrees that we do it on the 8th day. So now, you're asking me, who's the Tana that says the 7 days of Nisuch HaMayim? It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, who holds like Rabbi Yehuda, partially. Yehuda comes up with the concept that this Nisuch HaMayim every single day, even Simchas Torah, I'm going to go with you, but I can't go with you completely. I can't say 8 days because I hold of Mayim Mem Yud Mem, and that starts on the second day of Sukkot. So I'm going to start on the second day of Sukkot, and I'm going to go throughout all the days, all the way through Simchas Torah. I start over here, says Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, I have 7 days. So it makes sense, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 7 days. Right? Again, Snan. Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva. 7 days, not 8 days. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who starts on day 2, but goes through Simchas Torah. Beautiful. Umayish Nerisha in the Loi. Why not the first day? Dechirimizi Mayim B'Sheini Dechirimizi. Here, let's go back to this. And we're talking about Mem Yud Mem. It starts on day 2. Viniskayim. The beginning of that remez is on day 2 of... No, Avi, no. It's not good. The video is terrible. Yeah. Okay. Gershon should have said something yesterday. His hands fly, whatever. Okay. Ma'ish narishin deloi dechirmizi ma'im b'sheinu dechirmizi. Shmini, asked the Gemara, Nami Remizi Mayim. Shmini Nami, Kirmizi Mayim, Shviu the Remizi. Ask the Gemara, let's take a look again at the Mayim. What's the second, the final part of the Remez? The 7th day. In other words, this water, the Nisuch HaMayim, should be only up until the 7th day. Where do you get day 8? Why do you do Nisuch HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres? Says Gemara, El Rabbi Shuahi. It goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. So I just want to point out Rashi real quickly. Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua is okay. You know what it really could go according to? It could go according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says it starts on day 1, and everything is good, and you have 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're asking me, who does the Mishnah go according to? Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva. Here's a perfect Tana named Rabbi Eliezer. It starts on day 1 of Sukkot and ends on day 7 of Sukkot. Perfect. Says Rashi, yeah, but that's not a kunz. Yeah, of course it goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. I'm trying to figure out if it could go according to somebody else also. So if you had the question, how come the Gemara doesn't say Rabbi Eliezer? So Rashi says, answers, yes, it does go according to Rabbi Eliezer. But even according to Rabbi Yeshua, the what? El Rabbi Yeshua. V'nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva Hilchos HaGemira Lo. And Nisuch HaMayim that we do 7 days is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. It's not in the Torah, but it's like the Torah. There's a concept called Nisuch HaMayim. It lasts for 7 days. Now, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion, yes, it lasts 7 days. But I don't want it during these 7 days. I don't want to talk about rain during these 7 days. Nisach HaMayim is 7 days. But why should I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain? Why should I mention it? If it's a klala, it's a curse to have rain for 7 days, because it's going to change the side of the sukkah. Therefore, let's do it immediately after sukkahs. We'll start talking about Mashav Ruach. Now, what are these other things? Eser Netiyos. So Eser Netiyos is a concept, like this year, the year of Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow a field. But not only you're not allowed to plow a field, you're not allowed to plow the field 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But if you have small saplings, small trees, not so much like in the picture, but these are nice, pretty pink trees, I put it in here, 10 trees, in 50 by 50 amma, in other words, a base saw, then you're permitted to plow the field even 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because if you don't, they're going to die. Hefsid mamon, so you're allowed to do. I saw yesterday, by the way, I saw there's a new family that arrived there, and I saw the gardeners coming in and cutting and doing things. I don't think they know like what's going on. Somebody has to talk to them nicely. It's like, by the way, it's Shemitah. We don't touch our gardens. Not everybody knows. Like I mentioned, there's the family that didn't want to move here because of all the Shemitah halachas. But people don't realize, like even when you buy flowers in a store, you have to know, hechsher, not hechsher. It's an issue. Okay. So again, if you have small trees and it's within a saw, you're permitted to plow 30 days before Shemitah. What's the other thing? Arava. Now, the Arava of your lulav, obviously, is in the Torah, Arvi Nachal. But over here, we have the concept of Aravas by the Mizbeach, and that's Halacha Mishim Sinai, that Klal Yisrael would circle the Mizbeach, and that's why we have, today we have Hashanas. Here they are, circling with Aravas, and in this picture you see that they would take the Aravas and lean them up onto the Mizbeach. And that's Halacha Mishim Sinai, that we do this every day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua. Hey, y'all. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua. Hoi, v'lefnei ha-teva, b'yamta v'achron shel chag. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Yeshua that the chazan on the last day of Sukkot's maskir, Musaf, the Musaf guy, he screams out, Mashav Ruach. Harishon eni maskir, Shachris does not mention it. V'yamta v'rishon shel Pesach. However, the first day of Pesach, nobody's ever done that before. Ever. Don't ever do it again. The other version of Pesach. Yeah, the guy that did it is Mechila, Slicha. No, it was before Shir started. This is a whole different level. The other version of Pesach, Harishain Maskir, Ha'achrin Einim Maskir. So the first day of Pesach, now it's the tail end of Mashav Ruach. We're finishing up Mashav Ruach. When do you finish up Mashav Ruach? You start not saying Mashav Ruach by Musaf. Again, the same idea by Musaf. In other words, Shachar's guy does say Harish Masker. Shachar says it. Harish Masker. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua is saying this whole thing? Elam Rabbi Yeshua the Masnisin. Rabbi Yeshua the Mishnah. Ha'omar, beyond the Va'achron Shechag Masker. Where's Rabbi Yeshua? Right over here. Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says that you say Mashav Ruach on Shmini Atzeres, on Simchas Torah. And you're telling me, basically, that you're supposed to say, it's Mashma over here, that you're supposed to say in Shachris already, the day before. El Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa. There's another Rabbi Yeshua. Ha'omar, Mishas Anachasai. So we had yesterday, Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa says that when you put your lulav down, now when do you put your lulav down? The seventh day of Sukkot, when? At the end of the day, because you could shake lulav all day long. So when you put your lulav down in the evening, you say Mashav Ruach according to this Rabbi Yeshua right away. Again, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion you don't want to say Mashav Ruach during the entire Sukkot. It's dangerous. We don't want, it looks like Hashem hates us, he's throwing rain on us, he's chasing out of the sukkah. So let's wait until sukkah is over. When is sukkah is over? When you put down the lulav in the evening. So immediately, right then, that evening, that ma'ariv, Mashav Ruach, Amorid HaGashem, Lel Shmini, the night of Simchas Torah, the first Atar Reisa, you know, the first Akafis, at night, that's when you should start saying Mashav Ruach, which we don't do, obviously. V'su, the one who goes, who's in front of, who dances for the Amid on Shmini Atzeres. We need to know, hey Ben Becerra, who's this Ben Becerra? It says, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Ben Becerra. Now who's Ben Becerra? Ilema, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. So here's Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra, what is he hold? Second day. You see Mashiach Baruch already in the second day of Sukkot. Hom Rabbi Shein v'chagu maskir, not at the tail end. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. So when the Gemara says Ben Becerra, who's it talking about? Or Rabbi Yitzchak, the hey Rabbi Shua Ben Becerra. You're right. It's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra's brother. His name is Rabbi Shua Ben Becerra. It's the Rabbi Shua we're talking about. But his name is Ben Becerra. It's not the Rabbi Shua that you think of. There's another Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua B'chananya. No, not that one. Rabbi Shua Ben Becerra. Zimn in the Karelei B'shmei, Zimn in the Karelei B'shmei the Abba. Sometimes we refer to him as Rabbi Shua. Sometimes we refer to just as Ben Becerra. And why? V'ha Mekameh L'smechu, V'ha L'basa L'smechu. Before he had smicha, what does smicha mean? So Moshe Rabbeinu was soymach Yeshua. He was soymach, literally, like we had the picture the other day of leaning on an animal. Not that. Today, we don't do smicha like that. You don't lean, you just say, musmach, musmach, whatever. So before Rabbi Yeshua was a musmach, he wasn't chashev. Not chashev, we call him Ben Becerra. We don't call him by his name. We call him by his father's name. Like Ben Azai. Who else? Ben Pazai, Ben Pazi, whatever. Ben Zayma. I don't know. V'ha, the basad of the smichu, but once he had smicha, he's a chashuv, now we call him Rabbi Shua. But it's Rabbi Shua Ben Becerra, not the other Rabbi Shua. Tana, b'tal u'beruchos l'chivu chachamim l'haskir. We say, mashiv aruach u'moyer ha-geshem, u'moyer ha-goshem. The first part, mashiv aruach, unimportant. You don't want to say it, don't say it. You don't want to say Marid Atal in the summer? Don't say it. Why? My time. Orem Chanina, Lufi She'ein Ne'etzarim. Because they can never stop. Do, D-E-W, always falls, no matter what. It's not in your hands, to daven for not to daven, it's going to show up. Wind, also. There's always a wind in this world. How do we know? So let me just tell you real quickly the story. Because the reason why we learn Gemara, as Taisus points out, and we don't learn Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah and these things, why is Gemara so important? Obviously, we learn Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch. So why is the focus on Daf Yom? Because Taisus says that the Gemara contains everything. It contains Halacha, this is where we derive Halacha from. It contains Agada, it contains Remez, Nistar, Kabbalah, Agadata, Musar, everything, and Tanakh. So get to a nice story like this, we have to mention it. Especially people like myself, that didn't really learn Tanakh in yeshiva. It's geschmack to know these things. What happened was, the Yeshua cursed anybody that would attempt to rebuild Yericho. And Chiel ben Haley came and he said, I'm going to rebuild it. I don't care. And the curse was, when you start building it, first son is going to die. When you finish building and you close the gates, the last son is going to die. So, Chiel goes ahead, starts building, and poof, his son dies. What do people say when that happens? Ah, coincidence. So the shaita keeps on going, keeps on building. Another one drops dead, another one, another one. 10 sons die. The final one, as he finishes Yerichai, die. So you'd say, no, it's mamish, a nevuah, it's exactly what Yeshua said, nothing. Achav comes to be Menachem Avol and says, don't worry about it. I'll tell you why. It says, we say in Shema every day, V'chara af Hashem, and there's not going to be rain, we're not going to have matar. I do have a Dezara every day, and there's plenty of rain. So if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what he's talking about, certainly Yeshua. And that's where the whole story of Eliyahu HaNavi comes in. Eliyahu HaNavi says, I'm going to show you that there's not going to be rain. And he does this whole thing with the rain. The Har HaKarmel, the whole famous story. But that's how it starts off. So V'yom Eliyahu HaTishbi, M'tayishbi Gilo Delachov. He tells Achav, Chai Hashem. Chai Hashem is a lashon of a shvua. Elikei Yisrael, Asher amati lefonov, imi ha'shonam ha'ele talu matar. I swear there won't be any rain and dew. There won't be any dew. Ki'im lefi devari, only based on my word. Uchsiv, lei cherei el Achav et no matar al pnei ha'adama. go give rain. So he starts off saying there's not going to be any rain and dew, and he ends off saying there's going to be rain. I'm going to show you today there's going to be rain. So what happened there? V'ilu talikom alei. He didn't say, oh, I'm going to give you dew, my taima. It has to be the reason. Mishum deloy miyatzer. You can't stop the dew. So we just turned to Daf Gimel Amud Beis, sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of Abigail Gittelbas Pesach V'chava Rivka, and sponsored anonymously, Schus, for Shalat Tamar Chayo Batzora, to have her for Shlevi Bekarev. Mr. Anonymous, I got your email about my son Akiva, Yishkoyach, I appreciate it, and the picture and everything else. V'chi ma'achad elim ya'atzer, Elio ishtabu ilam elay. So why does Elio talk about there's not going to be dew? In fact, it's even a question, it's a bigger problem. Why do you, how could he swear there's not going to be dew if you can't stop it? So, there's different dews. There's a good dew, there's a bad dew. So he swore you're not going to have any of the good DEW, the mountain dew, the good stuff, the stuff that helps stuff grow. Hachiko amale, afilu, tal de brocha namali yasi. Vilahadri le tal de brocha. So let him at least give it back. Let him say, if he took it back, if he took it away, so let him give it back. Says Gemara Mishum Minkir Milsa. What is he going to tell Achav the Rasha? He's going to tell him, oh, you're going to see today, there's going to be rain and there's going to be dew. Yeah. Where do you see the dew? You see, it's a little wet on the grass. Oh, well, that was yesterday also. No, yesterday was the bad stuff. This is the good stuff. Okay, so if a guy doesn't care when 10 of his kids drop dead or 10 of his friends' kids drop dead, he's going to care about your dew, it's the good and the bad. He's going to, obviously he's not going to care, so Eliyahu HaNavi didn't go into it. Rucha is minol le me'atri. How do you know that the winds don't stop? Or Yeshua ben Levi, domar kro, ki ka'arba, rucha is ha'shamayim, pirasti es chamnum Hashem. I am going to scatter you, spread you around like the winds. My kamalu, what does it mean? Ilei ma'achi kamalu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, I'm going to scatter you in the four winds of the world. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Ihachi ke'arba. Ke'arba. It says in the pasuk ke'arba, like four. Be'arba me'bayle. I'm going to scatter you with the four winds of the world. What's like the four winds of the world? Elachi kamar. Kishem she'ef she'lo'ilam b'lei ruchois. Just like the world cannot exist without wind, it'll be way too hot in this world. It's impossible. Kach yefshar la'olam b'lo Yisrael. So too, you can't have a world without Klal Yisrael. So first of all, I want to say like this. You know what? Let's see Rashi. I think Rashi comes first, and then I'll tell you a little bit of a story here. Amazing Rashi. Rashi de Ramaskil b'lo Yisrael. You see it like, I don't know, 15 lines down from where it becomes wide, narrow. Shein oilam iskayim ela b'shvil Yisrael. The world exists because of Klal Yisrael. V'achi amakra. Ki garba ruchos ha'shamayim pirasi eschem l'ruchos ha'oilam kidei shiskayim. In order for the world to exist, shenemar imloi berisi yoyma v'layla. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah that talks about Torah. And the pasuk says about Torah, if I didn't create day and night, chukos shamayim v'aretz lisamti, the pasuk is telling us that if there's no Torah in the world will cease to exist. You hear what's going on here? It will cease to exist. In other words, if there's a moment, they say about the Avni Nezer, it's a very famous story. The father of the Avni Nezer, he learned Purim night. It's probably the night that has the least Torah in the world. He learned, and that's why he was zeichet to the Avni Nezer. If somebody, I don't know, dream something. Today it's already Nasu Shchiach, because they have all these programs and this chaylulim and the whole thing. But it's a concept. If the world doesn't have Torah for a moment, the world will cease to exist. Imloy berisi yom v'layla chukis shemayim v'aretz lisamti. I put the Torah on this world. I made the night and the day. I created the world because of the Torah and for the Torah. So I want to point out that we have Jews scattered around the world. They're called shluchei Chabad. So I found out this morning, there's shlichim in North Dakota, in Anchorage, Alaska, in Cambodia, Tasmania. That's how you say it, I know. Siberia. There's a story about the Rav in Siberia. Rabbi Sakalos. What? Tasmania. Korea, but we had the Arab prices in Korea. That's not a chiddush. I'm talking about places that there's nobody there. Siberia. So this Rabbi Zaklos went to Siberia 20 years ago for a little bit of a visit, like a honeymoon. His wife told him, I want to be a shlucha, but the last place, I'll never go to Russia. Never. So, of course, the rabbi, the head rabbi of Russia, convinced him just to take a little spatzir. Terrible mistake. Go to Siberia. So he's there for Purim. And the day after Purim, they made a little bit of a pogrom in the shul. Now, you're talking about a shul that was 10 feet by 10. It was a terrible, dilapidated, saw pictures. And they put swastikas everywhere and da-da-da. And then the media came. And they asked this guy, this 24-year-old, and he had a little baby then. He was nothing. He just got married. They asked him, you're the rabbi of the synagogue? And first, he's just a guest. And he had to say yes, because, you know, he's representing. And he said, no, volume, yes, it's terrible what happened there, and this, and the anti-Semitism, this must stop in Siberia. And you know what happened? Because of that, it went around the world. They said, oh, Motzei Purim, there's a pogrom. And they built this shul because of that. This is the shul in Siberia. It exists today. And he's the Rav. He's been stuck there for 20 years. Stuck. But anyway, the point. There's a lot of Yidden there, by the way. There's a lot of Yidden in Siberia. It's not just the people live there, believe it or not. 30 below zero, they live there. But I am going to scatter you around the world. Arba kamfei saaretz. The world needs Klai Yisrael in all places. I was thinking about it, Taka. Because of MDY. Well, not because, but MDY helps this idea of this Torah in all areas of the world. It's Torah in Vienna, Torah in France, Torah in Belgium, Torah everywhere. Even Torah in America. Says the Gemara. Now that we said we don't need to talk about the winds, we don't need to talk about dew. It's going to happen anyways, there's wind and there's dew anyway. So, if in the summertime, from Pesach to Sukkot, Omar Mashav Ruach, you decide to stick in Mashav Ruach, Ey Machzir Noisay. So, you said, Baruch Ata Hashem Chaya Mason, and you said Mashav Ruach, doesn't matter. You forget. Huh? Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. Omar Morda Geshem, Machzir Noisay. But if you say, you talk about rain, and we're not supposed to have rain in certain places, like in Eretz Yisrael, it's not good for the crops to have rain in the summer, then you have to go back. In the winter time, like now, between Sukkot and Pesach, you didn't say, winds, I need winds. Hey, who cares about the winds? You're not in charge of the winds. Your davening is not going to help. There's going to be wind whether you like it or not. But if you don't say rain, I need rain. So you have to, if you say, Mechaya Mason, starch menesri all over again. Now the guy's talking shtosim. Mavir ruach, you should get rid of the wind. Umafriach atal, tal should fly away. Don't go back. Some want to bring a riot from here that you shouldn't just like scream out a mil shmonesri. Oh, I tata leben, rabbeinu, heilige b'shefer, whatever you scream out in English. Holy chesvas, Hashem help me, in the middle of refrain. It doesn't work like that. You can't just stick in. So they want to say, you could, you can't. Okay, kids, it's better not to, probably. Unless you're davening a tefillah, by Shema Kaleinu, it's something else. But just to stick in your own words, not a good idea. Tana. If a guy wants to say, Mekasher Ovim, says Rashi, a lashon of, thank you Hashem for the clouds, or winds, you don't have to mention it. If you feel like it, it's okay, my time, Mashum. Let me atzri. At the end of the day, they're not going to stop whether you daven or not. Ask the Gemara, let me atzri. What they don't stop. It says, we say in Shema, v'atzas Hashemayim, Hashem is going to stop the heavens. What is he stopping? Min ha'avim v'neruchos. He stops the clouds and the winds. This is a big problem. Because we said a minute ago, he doesn't stop the clouds. And now we say he stopped the clouds. Atoim v'neruchos 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 v'neruchos. Maybe it means, who told you? Maybe it means the simple meaning. The rain, he's going to stop rain. If you do have a desire, he's going to stop. The heaven, he's going to stop the rain. It says, Mufurish in the Pasuk, he's going to stop the rain. So obviously, the other words, we said a minute ago, Hashem doesn't stop wind. There's always wind. Otherwise, we would die from humidity, from the heat. And it says, he never stops the clouds. It says, two types of clouds. Habacharfe, the ones that are before the rain, ha bafle, the ones after, those he's going to stop. The ones after the rain. Ruach zaruach lekashia, ha beruach metzuya, ha beruach shena metzuya. There's two types of winds. A common wind and an uncommon wind. Uncommon wind, he's going to stop. So Mela. Okay. Now, I said this joke just recently, but there's a bunch of new guys. So you new, you old guys, I gotta say this joke, one of my favorite jokes, because it's a real estate joke. Guys, shy. Learn something else, Mila. There are three real estate investors. First real estate investor says to the other guy, he says, you know, Hashem really helped me a lot. A fire came through my building, burned down my entire building, and the insurance came and paid me double. Which, by the way, anybody that invests in real estate knows fires are unbelievable. Gewaldic stuff. Unless if you don't want to be on the news, whatever. But money-wise, it's a great investment. Next guy says, Shtusim, that's nothing. My building flooded. And insurance paid me three times what I paid for it. Three times. Yeah, three times. Oh, wow, unbelievable. Third guy says, wow, you guys are nothing. You know what happened to me? A tornado came through my property, blew my building away, and insurance paid me four times the property. Four times? Yeah, four times. Rabid, how do you make a tornado? But I'll just say this. When I bought a pretty large property in 2005, just a few months later, I had a Nes Nigla, one of big nisim of Hashgacha Pratis. Some sort of tornado came through all my properties, and they're scattered in Indianapolis, in different places. And I saw a picture, I told you this. Hail, the size of this cup, I'm not exaggerating. Balls this size destroyed my roofs. I got $2 million from the insurance company to redo all my mamish and Nes. It never happened since then, never. And right now, my roofs, all my roofs are new from then. We got the most expensive. I'll tell you a story a different time. The yid that I am, I opened up a roofing company thinking that I'm going to take the $2 million and do all my roofs. I don't know if it was legal or not. I'll find out later. The kids, I realized real quickly, I don't know how to do roofs. I gave it to one of the guys in Lincolnwood. Shalom Yisrael. Next. Tane Avim Varucha Yishniyas Lamotar. We say in English, second only two. So that's exactly what it means. Ha'avim v'ruch is shniyos, second only two. Oh, I skipped something. Ha'avim shenim tzuya, ruach shenim tzuya, asking more chazal b'dari. You need a wind that's uncommon, so to take off the chaff from the wheat, says the Gemara, efshar b'nafvasa, you could use something like this, a napa or a kvara, says Rashi, a sifter, you don't need a wind, you could do it manually with a tool. Says Gemara Tana, second to the rain are the winds and the clouds. Hechidami, Omar Ula, Vitema Rebbe Yehuda, the Basar Mitra, these winds that come after the rain are very good. It dries everything up. Gishmak. You see, it's good. Yitein Hashem is in the Techacha. The Techacha is always bad stuff. Hashem, if you don't behave, Hashem is going to give you Mitar Arzacha, Avak Va'afar. Terrible stuff. Rashi says, after it rains, you're going to have this mud, this dust. You see it on the cars. You know, like the first rain in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what happened. I forgot already what happens in America. First time it rains, your car looks like mud. Because there's dust in the... That's exactly the curse. That mud on your wheat. Imagine what your wheat is going to look like. This brown, muddy stuff. That's exactly it. V'amarullah v'itayim Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Zika tabasa mitra. Talking about wind after the rain is terrible. Loi kashi. Oh, the asa nicha, when the rain comes down softly and nicely, hadasa razi, when it comes down hard, had the malavik, had the malavik. The wind's gonna come, it's gonna kick up some dirt, it's gonna ruin the crop. And that's not good. But other that's in the techacha. Otherwise, it's great. Vam Rav Yehuda, zika debasa mitra, kimitra, the wind that comes after the rain is just as good as the rain. It's very important. It's as important as the rain. Eva debasa mitra, kimitra, a nice cloud that comes after the rain. Get rid of some of that ultraviolet rays or whatever it is. It's great. Shimshu the basa mitra, and no, here shimshu the basa mitra. A good gezunta sun after the rain. Kitre mitra. That's worth two. Limute mai, limute gilei delelia. Some light, these flashes of light at night. Vishimshu the beinikarche, the bald-headed sun. In other words, when the sun peeks out through the different clouds, it looks like a ball. That is not very good. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.